Well, for about a tenth of a second, anyway. Then I dove on those papers like Sherlock Holmes on a cappuccino binge. What I was looking at, what had turned my strong, silent dad into a weepy mass of pudding, was a stack of bills. Medical bills. Jeffrey's bills. The top sheet, which was written in my dad's handwriting, was a tally of the total unpaid amount to date. $27,000. The total expenses so far were unbelievable, definitely in the six-figure range. If not for the fact that my parents both had good health insurance, which I knew from overhearing some discussions about this stuff, we would already have blown the whole cost of a college education in these 3 months, and I knew Jeffrey was going to need at least 3 years of treatment. As it was, I figured I'd be attending the University of... Would you like some fries with that? There was no way either of us would have any kind of college fund at the end of this. Then, I had an even more depressing thought. Jeffrey might not be around long enough to go to college. Okay, so we were losing money hand over fist, my dad was crumbling like a day-old scone, and my brother might die. Really, what could I do about any of it? At the moment, the only answer I could come up with was nothing. I went upstairs to get ready for bed, and a new obsessive slogan started running through my mind. It worked like this. Okay, I'll brush my teeth now, but Jeffrey might die, so what's the point? Time to wash my face. But Mom's not working. Dad makes maybe $40,000 a year after taxes, and there's $27,000 in unpaid bills downstairs. We're going to be homeless any minute, so what's the point? I should floss now too, but I didn't even brush, so what's the point? So I went to bed with a grimy face and yuck-encrusted teeth, and that was just the start of my depressing what's the point period. The next day, I came back from my week of absence to a barrage of, oh my God, what's wrong with Jeffrey? Is your mom okay? How's your dad taking it? What, you were sick? Oh. You can imagine that that didn't snap me out of my funk too well. Renee talked with me all through homeroom, which should have made me ecstatic, but I just kept thinking, soon I'll be leaving school to go live under an overpass, so what's the point of Renee liking me now? Also, somewhere in the back of my mind, I was realizing that she hadn't suddenly discovered that I was an actual human being type person because of any new attributes I had developed. She was just temporarily fascinated by me as a tragic figure. I still couldn't help going gaga over how beautiful she was, but I was almost mad at her, because she wasn't noticing me for the right reasons. Annette was truly concerned about me, though. In Miss Palma's class, she offered to come over after school a few days that week and catch me up on my classwork and every subject we had together. That was pretty comforting, because I didn't want to fail all of my finals after the massive makeup effort I had done before my flu episode, and Annette always got A's in everything. There was one problem. My math period was Annette's piano period, so who would bail me out in math? I was tempted to say, I'm going to fail the hardest subject anyhow, so what's the point? I didn't, though. I was determined to pull all of my grades through this so I wouldn't add to my parents' worries. In math class, I went to the teacher and told him I would need help if I wanted to learn the week of new material I'd missed. I was torn between hoping he'd offer to meet me during our opportunity period and teach me the stuff himself and being afraid that spending that much time one-on-one with a math teacher would crack me completely and turn me into a deranged lunatic. Oh well, I figured. At least I'll be the life of the under-bridge party crowd then. The teacher did not offer to catch me up, though. Instead, he asked for a volunteer who was willing to tutor me at home. And he got one. Renee Albert. Holy cow! Renee Albert was coming to my house! Even I couldn't think, what's the point of Renee Albert coming to my house with a straight face? I just said, wow, thanks, Renee. While every other guy in the class looked at me like I had a big target painted on my forehead. It was one of my drum lesson days with Mr. Watrous, and when I walked in, he handed me a crumpled tissue, pointed to the garbage can, and told me to show him my newfound hoop skills. I got it in, swish, and sat down at the drum set. It was a great feeling to be playing drums after more than a week away from them, and Mr. Watrous must have understood, because he just sat back and watched me burning around the kit at full speed for a couple of minutes. When I stopped, he surprised me by talking about my academic situation, which we had never discussed again after the ugly meeting I'd had with my teachers.
So I hear you made up all of your old work.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan for making up the work you missed last week and studying for finals?
Yes, Annette is going to tutor me in everything except math, and this, other girl is going to help me with the math.
Great. Listen, Stephen, I'm really glad you're back on track with this school stuff. We absolutely depend on you in All City, and I'm thrilled that we can keep you in the ensemble.
Me too. But part of me was thinking, what's the point of practicing for a stupid concert when my brother might not live to see it? The week went by like that, with me going to school, my mom and Jeffrey coming and going between home and Philly, my dad staring off into space even more than he had been for months. I kept having those what's the point of moments, but plugged away at life pretty consistently anyway, and Annette came by 3 times to help me study. You know what? She was an amazing tutor. I understood everything when she explained it, and got hundreds on a social studies quiz and a science lab thanks to her. There was an awkward moment when she first saw Jeffrey because it was her first time seeing him, all bald and puffy, but she covered her shock well. And by the second night, she was playing board games with him every time she took a break while I did practice quizzes or writing assignments. He was happy with the attention, and I noticed something interesting. She was much more patient and honestly excited to play with him than I was. So Annette was the absolute perfect tutor pal, and I should have been kissing the ground beneath her feet and carrying her book bag to school every day, right? But even while I was getting so much from her, I couldn't stop thinking about next week, when Renee would be coming over.